I'm eating butter. Makes you healthy, especially Vrindavan butter. But eating dirt, those of you who may be mothers, if your child is eating dirt, great fear. My child will become diseased. Yashoda Maya would be very disturbed. She said, Krishna, why did you eat dirt? Krishna said, I did not eat dirt. Small child, very firm. With the same gravity as Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita. He said, I did not eat dirt. Yashoda Maya said, but your friends are saying that you ate dirt. He said, I did not eat dirt. She said, even Balaram, your older brother who always protects you, who does everything with you, he's saying you ate dirt. Krishna said, they are all liars. Yashoda Maya, you're saying that they are liars. They're saying you are a liar. Why do you eat dirt? Don't you understand? You will get sick if you eat dirt. Yashoda Krishna, he said, if you don't believe me, look in my mouth and see if I've eaten dirt. Yashoda Maya said, open your mouth. I want to see. He opened his mouth. He did eat dirt. Why did Krishna lie? First of all, he didn't lie. Second of all, he did lie. In Krishna, all contradictions, all apparent contradictions are harmonized. I can't explain. But I will try to explain. It's a contradiction also. How can we describe Krishna, who's indescribable? We can describe the indescribable by describing him. But it's indescribable. But still, Krishna is described according to our capacity. Great Vaishnava poets, they say that trying to describe Krishna's qualities, Krishna's beauty, Krishna's pastimes is like trying to explain the entire sky and all of outer space. But just like a bird, there's little birds, there's big birds. There's not much difference between the two when we think of the sky. The bird will fly as high as he can go. So similarly, that's all we could do. Krishna's indescribable. He's infinite. We're Vibhinamsa. He's unlimited. But simply by our effort, Krishna reveals himself. So, Krishna is the absolute truth. All truths are, he's param tattva, the supreme truth. Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita, there is no truth superior to me. Everything rests in me like pearls are strung in a thread. So the absolute truth cannot lie. So first of all, everything's already inside of Krishna. What to speak of dirt? All the planets, the whole earth planet is within Krishna, who is the Virat Rupa, the universal form. But Krishna when he does apparently tell a lie, it's only for one purpose: to increase the love of his mother. And in doing so, he increases all of our loves for all time to come. We're discussing this pastime. And the Paramhamsas, the great liberated sages, they hear this pastime, their hearts are erupting with the ecstasy of love for Krishna. Because little children lie sometimes. And Krishna was appearing just like a little child, ever increasing his mother's loving affection. So that love is the highest truth, because its whole purpose is based on ras, loving exchange. So many contradictions. Krishna steals, but everything is already his property, so he doesn't steal. But he steals. Krishna's bigger than the biggest, but still he takes the role of being smaller than the smallest. Krishna can never be captured by anything or anyone, but he's captured by the love of his devotee. So Yashoda Mai looked in his little mouth. He opened it wide. And again, she saw the universal creation. She not only saw the universes and the demigods and all living beings and the mountains and the oceans. She saw Vrindavan. She looked closer. She saw herself. There was herself looking in Krishna's mouth. Again, his mouth didn't grow. When she saw this in her motherly affection, she was bewildered. She was thinking, who is my son? I'm thinking he's my son. I'm thinking Nanda Maharaj is my husband. I'm thinking I'm Brajeshwari, I'm the queen of Vrindavan, and all the cows and all the calves and all the Brijavasis, they are my subjects. And I'm thinking we have so many cows and we have so much property and everything, but actually I'm nothing. Everything belongs to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And what is this that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, is showing me? What am I seeing? She was thinking, am I dreaming? No, because my eyes are open. You don't dream with your eyes open. I'm wide awake. Am I having some sort of disease? No, I'm very healthy and fit. I'm doing all my sevas. Am I mentally disrupted? No, my mind is very, very clear. Maybe the demigods have put some spell on me, some mystic potency to have me see these illusions. Impossible. I'm just a little gopi. Why would the demigods waste their time with me? Or maybe what Garga Muni said is true. As I've heard Nanda Baba and others, they discussed how Garga Muni said, my son is as good as Lord Narayan. Could that be true? When there's thunder and lightning, Krishna hears it, he sees the lightning, he comes running to me crying, trembling in fear, and he can't be pacified until I embrace him and lay him down beside me. Narayan is not fearful. And when Krishna's hungry, he cries and begs me and will not be pacified until I feed him. He can't control the senses. Narayan is Yogeshwar. He's the Lord of all yogis. My son, when he's thirsty for my milk, he'll cry until I give him milk. Let Gargamuni say any nonsense he wants. And let the cowherd boys believe whatever they want. But I know that Krishna's only my son. And Krishna knows that I am his mother. And that's all. What I know and what Krishna knows is the truth. And when she was thinking like this, she was becoming more and more bewildered by what she was seeing in his mouth. And then Krishna closed his mouth and smiled. And seeing the sweetness of her little child, Krishna, Yashodamai completely forgot what she had just seen. And she embraced Krishna. And Krishna looked so hungry. So again, Yashodamai nourished Krishna with her love. These are the inconceivable, apparently contradictory pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan. After some time, Krishna entered into his Poganda Lila to take care of the cows. And after some time, he performed the highest, fullest, richest pastimes of his loving dances with the gopis. The love of the gopis is the purest, highest expression of spiritual love. Sukadev Goswami, the great renunciate, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, the greatest yogis, the greatest renunciate swamis, goswamis that ever lived, they declare that the purest, highest form of spiritual perfection is at its summit with the gopis' love for Krishna and Krishna's love for gopis. So much so, when the gopis left everything behind, their material shelter, their reputations, their everything, for Krishna's pleasure. This is just before the rasa dance began. Krishna told gopis, your love is so pure that even an entire lifetime of Brahma with everything I have, I can never repay you. I am yours forever. Let the love that you are experiencing in your heart be satisfied with that, because there's no power I have to repay. That is the debt that Krishna feels for the gopis' love. Today, Janmashtami, is the day Krishna appears within this world to reveal these super excellent pastimes. By hearing about them, by speaking about them, by remembering them, we become completely purified. it may take some time. But whatever time it may take is only a moment when we appreciate the value. What Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us, what Srila Prabhupada gave his life to share with us. Where there's a great legacy, there's a great responsibility. It is this legacy of divine love that we have been entrusted to share with one another, to share with the world. I wish you a very happy Janmashtami. Shall we dance?